Greetings. Today, citizens, the Adeptus Administratum has seen fit to teach you the glorious ways of cultivation, agronomics, and farming. I shall reveal to you the harsh necessity of agri-worlds, including how they are colonized, seeded, tended to, and how the workers toil away their days for the God Emperor and for the glory of all mankind. Rest assured that each and every citizen of the Imperium will at some point feast upon the salubrious produce of an agri-world. So it is vital that you understand and acknowledge this arduous task as you partake in the fruits of their labor. So sit back, relax, and take heed of this most blessed sermon. Najan is an agri-world. There are templates for such places, drawn up in the fathomless past to the point of perfection, with their design being so well suited to our needs that they will never require further alterations by the Administratum. All agri-worlds are of a similar size, located in similar orbital zones within their void systems, and are subject to specific exposures of a prescribed spectrum of solar radiation. Their soils must be kept within an incredibly tight compositional range, with a constant supply of fertilizers and nutrients being fed into them to keep the crops as healthy and abundant as possible. In addition, for a world to be selected as a candidate for agri-specialization, then it must be located close enough to imperial supply lines that its output can efficiently be spread out through the rest of the Imperium. Whilst you may think of these worlds as ecological gardens, they have actually been carefully manufactured to produce but a select few crops, and from its first colonization, the Administratum is not a gentle custodian to these places. After the discovery of a candidate planet, the first 50 years are spent in terraforming, in accordance to well-worn Martian procedures. All pre-existing life is scrubbed from the rocks, either by the application of controlled virus chewers or by timed flame drops. The atmosphere is regulated, first through the actions of gigantic macro-processors and thereafter by a land-based network of control units, more commonly referred to as command nodes. These will monitor changes within the environment and remorselessly release huge clouds of gases to bring a stop to any atmospheric shifts which could possibly impact the growth of crops. Weather, as a natural part of the ecosystem, disappears. Rainfall becomes a matter of controlled timing, governed by satellites in low orbit and kept in line by fleets of Mechanicus airships. The empty landscape is divided up into colossal production zones, each patrolled by crawlers and pest-thopters. Millions of base-level servitors are imported, where they are kept at the very lowest level of cognitive function, but are bulked up by a ruthless level of muscle binders, all to aid in their relentless toil. The actual work which they are prescribed is incredibly monotonous, and any semblance of variety or innovation is to be but a distant dream for those who dwell upon an agri-world. So to work without thought is perhaps a kinder mercy for the poor servitors. Soon after this process completes, every agri-world looks exactly the same, a flat, wind-rummaged plain of high-yield crops swaying towards the empty horizon. A person could walk for days and never see a distinctive feature. Not that any sane individual would choose to walk in such places. The industrial fertilizer dumps are so powerful that they turn the air into an orange haze and make it almost impossible to breathe unfiltered. Some agri-worlds may be seen as being just as toxic to life as a forge world. And the only reason that we can safely consume their agricultural output is that the produce is required to go through vast rad scrubbing and cleaning procedures to ensure that it is no longer a potent carcinogen. A single growing season exhausts the soil completely, requiring continual delivery of nitrates and phosphates, all delivered from the grimy berths of hovering despatch flyers. The entire world is given over to a remorseless monoculture, with orthogonal drainage channels burning with chem residue and topsoil continually degrading into flimsier and flimsier dust. Insects and pests will find no home upon these worlds. The constant haze of pesticides makes it utterly inhospitable to any who would feast upon the crops. Meanwhile, the soil itself is so barren and so devoid of nutritional content that even the hardiest of worms would find it near impossible to survive. But that doesn't matter. A planet can be driven like this for thousands of years before it eventually keels over and becomes a death world. The quality of the crops gets steadily worse, but the quantity can be sustained almost indefinitely, assuming that supply lines are maintained and imports remain consistent. At the end of every season, the great harvester leviathans are stoked up and dragged from their pens to be let loose on the grey fields, smokestacks belching and tracked undercarriages sinking deep into the ashy soil. These massive creatures of high-sided metal and intricate pipework, the smallest of which are 100 meters long, crawl across the blasted prairies, sucking up every last speck of pallid grain and piping it directly to antiseptic internal hoppers. Feedlanders come down from high flight, dock with the still trundling leviathans, and extract the raw material from where it is taken into the city-sized processor vats, blasted with antibiotics, smashed, burned, crushed, then stamped and packaged. Once ready for transport, containers are dragged up into orbit aboard swell-bellied landers, ready for transfer to the void-bound mass conveyors, which deliver the refined product to every starving hive world and forge world in their long circuits. There is a quaint tradition in the various propaganda departamentos of the administratum, where the workers will market agri-worlds as being quasi-paradises. Free of the squalor and overcrowding of a standard urban station, and full of bucolic ease. Vid cards are dropped into communal habwarrens, extolling the virtues of a life lived outdoors with the sun on your back and a ruddy-faced boy or girl, subject to preference, by your side. In reality, life on an agri-world is as unrelenting, back-breaking, and monotonous as the vast majority of other imperial vocations. There are no trees laden with glossy fruit, only kilometer after kilometer of hissing corn. There are no gentle strolls under the warming sun, only punishing work details in rad suits. The vast ocean of anemic crops will lean into the dust-laden winds that howl around the equator with nothing to halt their rampage. Once the new arrivals have made planetfall and realized their new life is not one of tranquil beauty, it is too late. Crew transports arrive on agri-worlds full and leave empty. There is a dark saying among the indentured workers, "You come for the soil and you end up part of it." Citizens, I hope that this was educational for you and that the next time you eat your NutriPaste and Militarum ration packs, that maybe you will think of the sacrifices made on these agri-worlds which have left your belly full and the Imperium ready for war.